front porch, side porch.
Mm-hmm. Well, would all these porches have to have roofs on them?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they might be screened or not.
Well, they used to wasn't screened, but they're screened now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see, if a door was open and you didn't want it open, you'd ask someone to
close it.
Okay. And what's another way you could say that?
Shut the door.
Okay. The overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a framed house are called what?
Rubber boarding.
Okay. If someone says, did he drive the car into town? You'd say, yes, he...
He drove it.
Okay. And so the car has been, what, into town?
Drove into town.
Okay. The top of a house outside is called what?
The roof.
Okay. And rain rolls down the roof and into...
Into a valley.
Okay. And then, let's see, now the valley... The valley is... What is the valley?
It's where there's a roof built like that, and it comes off like this here. That rain runs off into this here forest, and that's a valley.
So it'd be in between two peaked areas on the house.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
okay. And then after it runs down the valley, there might be something around the edge of the roof.
Well,
what would you call that?
I had that on my other house. It's a piece of tin that runs it.
Mm-hmm.
Runs it off. Valley tin.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are those things called sometimes that are on the edge of a house? Little troughs, sort of, that run around the edge of a house?
Well, that's about 25, 50 foot, I saw. I don't know what you call it, but it runs the water. It don't run off under the eaves of the house.
Uh-huh.
But it's a piece of tin that's hooked up under that. It runs it to that side.
Uh-huh.
That's where my other house
is. Okay, but you don't have one particular word that you'd use for that?
No, I don't.
Let's see. Before everybody had indoor plumbing, a separate building was used.
Closet.
Okay. And do you know any other words? Go on and tell me. Go ahead.
Pretty.
Okay.
I didn't want it on that.
That's okay. I don't think anybody much is going to listen to this anyway. Because, see, as I told you, the whole point of the tape recorder is just so I can write it down.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, it was called that.
Uh-huh. It used to be called a privy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And it, then they called it a toilet, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So They got new names, you know, for things like
that.
Yeah,
sure. Use one name and then get...
Yeah.
Okay. Can you think of any other names for it, or were those the most usual ones?
Well, outdoor toilet is all.
Okay.
Is that what I'd say.
If somebody tells you all his worries, you might say to him, don't tell me your troubles.
I've got troubles of my own.
Okay. And then if it was you and me, you'd say, we what?
We all have our troubles.
Okay.
Is that right?
Okay. Now you said I've got troubles. Would you say we've got troubles?
Yeah, if it was me and you talking. Uh-huh. But if it was me, I've got troubles of my own.
Okay. Okay. And so then, and what about we? You'd say
we. That means you and myself.
Okay.
Both.
And so will you complete the pattern then? I got troubles of my own, and we.
And we.
Just say the same thing.
Say we both have troubles.
Okay. And and then the word you.
Well, have you had any troubles today?
Okay.
Or have you had a bad time today?
Okay. And so then what would the answer be?
Well, if you had, you'd say yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, would you say, if you were talking to me, would you say you got troubles or you have troubles?
You have.